This is Dr. Schumacher dictating the progress on Vera.org. Last name O-R-O-U-R-K-E, Vera, V-E-R-A. Place was Covenant Glen and Frankenmuth. Date was July 11th, 2022. This is a late dictation, July 11th, 2022. Paragraph. Mrs. O'Rourke, a chief complaint. Mrs. O'Rourke was seen regarding abdominal pain, period. She also has diabetes and mellitus type 2 and hypertension and neuropathy, period. She also has known gastroesophageal reflux disease. Comparative history. Mrs. O'Rourke states that her abdominal pain has been going on for about a year, period. It can get sharp and it's epigastric. And when severe, it gets up to 8 out of 10, period. It's often worse after eating, period. Bowel movements sometimes relieve the pain, period. However, she does not feel particularly constipated, period. Sometimes her stools are loose, period. This morning she took Imodium and Gas-X and that helped a bit, period. Sometimes she gets headaches with the abdominal pain and diarrhea, period. Sometimes the diarrhea can be watery, period. New paragraph. She has diabetes and mellitus, and it most triggers her in the 100, so for the most part, that's okay, period. There's no polyuria, polydipsia, period. New paragraph. She has hypertension, which is currently controlled also, period. She denies any cardiac symptoms, period. New paragraph. She once was under hospice care, but it stabilized and now is off hospice care, period. She is quite debilitated and has osteoarthritis in multiple joints, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional. She does not feel feverish or having chills. Eye, decreased vision. ENT, no earache or sore throat or hoarseness. Respiratory, no shortness of breath or cough. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations. GI, she has the abdominal pain. She sometimes has diarrhea and sometimes constipation. Sometimes this is gas. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, she has diffuse arthralgias and a non-ambulatory period. She mobilizes by wheelchair. New paragraph, past history, osteoarthritis, diabetes, mellitus, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, fecal incontinence, depression, urinary incontinence, heart disease, pneumonia. New paragraph, family history, father died at 75 of cancer, mother died at 83 with heart disease, diabetes, and hypertension. She had a sibling who died with COVID, period. This was at the age of 82. New paragraph. Allergies, iodine. New paragraph. All meds were reviewed in the computer and are in agreement without recent changes. New paragraph. Examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 121 over 80. Temperature 98.1, pulse 60, respiratory rate 16, O2 saturation 94%, head and neck, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraocular is intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no S3, no S4. She has 3 plus lymphedema, and that's worse than period. Fetal pulses were palpable, though, period. Abdomen is soft and not tender. There's a small mental hernia. She has cranial and grossly normal and sensation intact, period. She's not ambulatory and mobilized by wheelchair. She has arthritic changes of the knees. and he had decreased shoulder range of motion. Skin was unremarkable. The paragraph assessment on plan one, Mrs. O'Rourke has had abdominal pain off and on for a year and worse when eating period. This may be related to gas or constipation or certain foods. Period. She wasn't in a great deal of pain when I saw her period. I will order a Dulcolax suppository if she feels pain just in case there's a constipation being a factor, period. I can eat the Tums that she uses for pain, which sometimes helps, period. I also wish to stop the oxybutynin and add Mubetric, period. There's a possibility that there could be urinary retention or confusion causing pain as well, period. She still doesn't have morphine available if she gets severe pain, period. In paragraph 2, she has diabetes mellitus. And that appears relatively controlled. And I'll continue to see about 60 units daily. And Humalog, 8 units 3 times a day before meals, period. 3, she has essential hypertension, which is controlled by Alkinia Metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Period. 4, she has diffuse osteoarthritis. And it continues aspirin cream to affected areas and Tylenol either for milder pains. And she has morphine available for more severe pain, period. She's quite debilitated, period. She has evidence of neuropathy also, and they continue some Cymbalta 30 milligrams daily. And gabapentin 300 milligrams in the morning and 600 at bedtime, period. Okay, this current management period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Thank you.